Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketriel Blad. Parasha Ekev, Consequence. Week 46, 4th Aliyah. At that time the Lord said to me, chisel out some 2 stone tablets, like the first ones, and come up to me on the mountain. Also, make a wooden chest. Deuteronomy 10, verse 1. Can objects from idolatry be used for something good? Hashem ordered Moshe to make stone and wood objects for the sacred service. The same materials, wood and stone, are used for idolatry. Chapter 4, verse 28. This teaches us that what the Eternal has created for the purpose of serving His interests, but it also may be used in a wrong way. Anything good may be used for evil purposes. The question that if what was once used for evil purposes may be afterwards be used for a good purpose rises. Can objects from idolatry cults be used to serve the Eternal? The sons of Israel were ordered to destroy all pagan cult-related objects. Deuteronomy 7, verse 5. It was also said that if one introduces in his home an object that has been used in a pagan cult, one becomes anathema like that object. Deuteronomy 7, verse 25 and 26. It's not matter that attracts evil spirits, but the idolatry or magical motive for which the object was made. Even an object that may seem innocent may have been created in honor of false gods or to promote magic and occultism. And in that case, it may harm those who carry it and introduce it into his home or car. The fact of sanctifying to the Eternal an object from a pagan cult does not free it from its contact with the world of evil spirits. The only thing that can be done is destroy it. Go through all the objects you have to see if there is abomination in them, or if they have been made for idolatry purposes. Check paintings, sculptures, jewelry, clothing, souvenirs, pictures of places of idolatry, CDs, games, toys, movies, books, and so on. You need to check everything that is yours and destroy anything that doesn't honor the Eternal. May you have a clean life with objects that only bring glory to the Eternal. And as it says in Matthew 6:13, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Shalom.